This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his two-day visit to Jordan today after holding extensive talks with King Abdullah II. The visit, which marks India's first full bilateral engagement with Jordan and comes as the two countries prepare to celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations, saw the finalization of multiple agreements and a shared vision for enhanced economic cooperation. The polling for election of 186 Jila Parishad constituencies, 1947 Gram Panchayat constituencies, 16 Itanagar Municipal Corporation and 8 Pasighat Municipal Corporation was held yesterday in Arunachal Pradesh. In a statement, the State Election Commission informed that about 74.92% voters have exercised their rights in Panchayati Raj elections 2025. About 51.39% voters for IMC and more than 60% voters for PMC. Meanwhile, the repolling of Gram Panchayat segments will be held on 18th of this month. Nongkhong GPS of Namsai, Nisangjang Besai GPS of Bichom, 4 GPS in Tirap and Rotom polling station in Kamle district will go for repolling. The counting of the votes will be held on 28th of this month. The Panchayati Raj elections 2025 for ruler Papumpare district were conducted peacefully yesterday at 16 Jila Parishad segments and remaining 169 Panchayat Gram Panchayat segments for 390 Gram Panchayat segments. The polling station number 16 BK Mission School Mitpu under 2 Doimukh Jila Parishad constituency was declared as the model polling station. Further, the Gampuras work along with the police and security personnel to maintain law and order for smooth, peaceful polls. Furthermore, the polling process was monitored by District Election Officer Panchayat Raj Visakha Yadav and General Observer Mige Kampi. Similarly, the polling in Kaipanior district was also smoothly conducted across 6 Jila segments covering 46 polling stations. The elections were conducted under supervision of District Election Officer Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta and Deputy District Election Officer SP Angad Mehta. State Governor K.T. Parnayak presented the Governor's citation to 11th Battalion of Assam Rifles at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. The citation was received by Commandant Colonel Vivek Tripathi, Sena Medal, along with Subedar Major Lake Raj and Rifleman Nilesh Kumar on behalf of all ranks of the battalion. The governor commended 11 Assam Rifle for its exceptional professionalism, effective counter-insurgency operations and its compassionate approach in timely assistance to civil administration and local populace. Congratulating the commandant and all ranks on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, he expressed confidence that the battalion would continue to uphold its high standards of service and dedication. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast that East Siang, Lower Siang, Siang, Kamle, Pake Kesang and East Kaming districts of Arunachal Pradesh will have dense fog very likely at isolated pockets. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main today reviewed preparations for the upcoming Parshuram Kund Mela, an annual pilgrimage to be held on sacred days of Makar Sankranti on January. The DCM along with advisor Dr. Mohesh Chai, Deputy Commissioner Lohit K.N. Damo and key stakeholders inspected the site of Mela ground and riverfront area affected by recent floods to evaluate damages and resolve it. In a social media post, the DCM said the Parshuram Kund Mela is scheduled from 12th to 16th January next year. The Defence States Organisation Itanagar Arunachal Pradesh has been awarded Raksha Mantri Award for Excellence 2025 in recognition of its exemplary service, professional dedication and significant contributions to defence, land management and record administration. The award was presented by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at Raksha Mantri Awards for Excellence 2025 held in New Delhi. The award was received by Defence States Officer Itanagar Gokul Mahajan on behalf of the organisation. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.